Hello, welcome to another episode of the Femi Olaniyi podcast, where you listen to content on personal finance, productivity, and lifestyle. Thank you for coming back to listen to another episode. As you all know, I will bring episodes every Sunday, so make sure you subscribe so you can be listening to my sweet episodes every Sunday. Today, guys, I'll be bringing to you the steps to help you save money. As you guys know me, I always talk on my YouTube channel about savings and investment and also how to make money online. But today, guys, I just want to talk specifically on how you can save money. Now, you know, if you meet a lot of people, you know, and you ask them, why don't you have a business? And they are going to tell you that, oh, I don't have money to start a business. I don't have a capital. I need like 1 million naira to start my business. I don't have money, blah, blah, blah. But do you know that if you have been saving, like, let's say you have been saving like 50k or 100k every month for about 2 years right now, you'll be having almost 500k, to be honest. You'll be having almost 1 million naira. So if you have been saving like monies for about 2 years, 3 years ago, or let me say even a year ago, some months ago, you'll be having like a substantial amount of money right now. So saving money is very, very necessary. You can't just be sitting down and be waiting for the day 1 million naira will just pop up in your account and you go start your business. No, you have to start saving money. You have to start keeping aside a particular amount of money every month so you can have your 1 million naira and then start the business of your dream. So guys, today I'll be teaching you the 5 simple steps that can help you to save money. They are easy steps to do, they are easy things to do, but you just have to be dedicated. Now, before I continue, guys, if you haven't subscribed to this podcast, kindly do that right now. Thank you for doing that. Now, to the 5 steps to help you save money. Number 1 is to know how much comes into your account and how much goes out of your bank account every month. Now, you know, a lot of people actually lack this. They just being accountable for how you spend your money. Now, a lot of people actually know how much comes to their account every month and how much goes out of their account every month. They don't know how much they spend every month. And it's actually very, very bad. And that's why a lot of people, money comes into their account at the beginning of the month, and at the end of the month, they don't have any money again, and then they'll be asking, how did I spend my money? How did I do this? How did I do that? Man, it's because you are not accountable for your finances. You're not accountable for how you spend your money. So you should be able to know, okay, this is how much comes into my account every month. This is how much goes out of my account every month. Step number two is to write down your expenses. Now, what are your expenses? Your expenses are those things that take money away from you. Let's say, for example, your subscriptions, airtime, data, house rent, water, electricity bills, let's say school fee, other expenses that you are paying for. Those things are your expenses. So you need to write down your expenses and look at those things that are taking money away from you. And step number three is to cut down on some of these expenses. Now, after you've done step number two by writing down your expenses, you will notice that some of these expenses are unnecessary. Like some of these expenses are unnecessary. You need to cut down on some of them. Maybe there are some subscriptions that you are doing that you're not even like using. You can say that you are wasting money through that. So you need to cut down on some of these expenses. Sometimes you might check your house, you might say that you're spending money on something in your house that is not even useful to you, which means you have to cut down on those kind of expenses. Now, after doing the first 3 steps, you can now do number 4 and number 5, which I'm about to say right now. Now, number 4 is have a target and a budget for your savings. Now, what do I mean by target? Now, you'll be able to talk to yourself and say, okay, at the end of the year, I'm on to start my business, and to start my business, I must be having like 500,000 naira. That's your target. That means at the end of the year, you want to start your business and you need 500k. That's your target. Now, why do you need to have a target for your savings? Now, it's because whenever you remember that you have a target for your savings, it will always encourage you and motivate you to want to save more. For example, if you get money into your account right now, and then you remember that, oh, you have a target to meet, you always be motivated to always want to take out of that money and save. So you need to have a target for yourself. Don't just be saving money just for saving sake. You need to have a target for why you want to save your money. Now, what do I mean by budget also? Budget means you'll be able to give yourself how much you want to be saving, maybe every month, every week, or maybe every year, or anyhow you're comfortable with it. Now, give yourself, maybe after writing your expenses down, then you cut down some of them, then you'll be able to know how much you can be saving every month. You can decide to be saving 5,000 naira, 10,000 naira, 100,000 naira, 200,000 naira, according to your financial power. So number 5, which is the last step, is save money automatically, like automate your savings. Now, this is my best way of saving money. This is the best way that can help you to save more money faster. Now, what do I mean by automating your savings? Now, if you're using one of these online stores to, you know, save your money, like Karrierise, Piggyvest, and Co. Now, those platforms allow you to, you know, automate your savings. It means that you are giving them the power to go into your bank account, and then they will take a particular amount of money, maybe every week or every month, and put it into your Piggyvest or Karrierise account and save for you. Which means you don't have to go through the stress of, you know, you now transferring money from your account to your Piggyvest account, you know, blah blah blah. You know, it will do that for you every week or every month or maybe every day. So you need to automate your savings. And this is my best way of saving money. This is the way I save my own money, and it has helped me to save more money very fast. So those are the five steps to help you save money. Number one, know how much comes into your account and how much goes out of your account every month. Number two, write down your expenses. Number three, cut down on some of these expenses. Number four, have a target and a budget for your savings. And number five, save money automatically. Thank you for listening to this wonderful episode. And I'm sure after this episode, you will be planning on how to save money so you can achieve your target and start your business or buy whatever you want to buy with your savings next year or maybe at the end of this year. Thank you for listening to my episode. I'll see you guys on Sunday when I'll be bringing a new episode to you guys. Don't forget to subscribe, and don't forget to go to YouTube too and subscribe. You can reach me on Twitter @FemiOlaniyan_. Bye, guys.